Monday the 12th of January, Tes Zayin Teves, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Zakein, a Bar Mitzvah Schiev of Shehechionu.
I want to thank, first of all, the organizers for the opportunity to address this town and everybody else. And I would like to discuss today a particular question, and we'll touch on a few issues based on that, Yemir Tzeh Hashem. And I have to thank, I work for JLE now, just moved to London about 4 or 5 months ago, and during Sukkot we had a bar mitzvah. Rabbi Stepsky's son became bar mitzvah, and as we were there celebrating the bar mitzvah, a question occurred to me. The question that occurred to me is as follows, and Yemir Tzeh Hashem will dissect the question, and based on how we understand the question, we'll see where we can come up to an answer, a potential answer. I want to make a disclaimer, I'm not a poysik, so we'll analyze it from a lamdusha point of view, and then please consult with your local posek to see what you should do. Halacha lemaisa. But the question is as follows: he turned bar mitzvah on Chol HaMoed. So the boy turns bar mitzvah on Chol HaMoed. First night of Yom Tov, he's at home. The father makes Kiddush, and in Kiddush he makes a Shecheyanu, and that Shecheyanu which the father made, the Shecheyanu which goes not only on the Yom Tov, but also goes in the mitzvah Yeshiva Basukah. His Shecheyanu is as well for the mitzvah that he's fulfilling for the first time this year, which is to sit in the Sukkah, to dwell in the Sukkah. Now, the question is like this: does he now, when he becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sukkah, in the Chol HaMoed, does he have an obligation now to make a new Shecheyanu, since when he becomes bar mitzvah during Sukkah, now he becomes a bar chiyuva? So until now he fulfilled the mitzvah as a katan, and the Shecheyanu was a Shecheyanu on fulfilling the mitzvah yeshiva v'sukkah as a katan, and now he comes to fulfill the same mitzvah as a gadol, as a bar chiyuva. So it's the first chance he has to say the bracha of to fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva v'sukkah midoraita. So we're going to divide this question in a few steps. The first question we're going to address is, what kind of mitzvahs render a Shecheyanu? Okay? Second question we're going to address, what is the nature of a fulfillment of a mitzvah of a katan? When a katan fulfills a mitzvah, what is that fulfillment considered? And second, and thirdly, we will address, do we have a precedent where a person fulfills a mitzvah in a certain way, and then he has an opportunity to fulfill the same mitzvah, but the fulfillment of the second mitzvah is of a higher level. And on that fulfillment of a higher level of the same mitzvah, does he need to make a Shecheyanu on such a mitzvah or not? We're going to see whether we have a mekor for such a thing, and whether that can help us in mitzvah Hashem. So let's start with the first thing we ask, which is, when does one make a Shecheyanu? So I'm going to quote the Rambam. There's a Rambam in, brought down in the Yad HaChazaka as well, but it's a Rambam in Per Hador, which is Tshuvas HaRambam. Tshuvas HaRambam, the question that is addressed here is as follows. He asks, Im tzarich bikviyas ha-mezuzah ube'es levishas ha-tzvilin ve'atalis, pam rishayna, when a person for the first time puts on a mezuzah, or wears tzvilin, or wears talis, v'gam im hichlif ha-mezuzah ve'iniach acheres, or if he changed the mezuzah, put a new mezuzah up, וכן אם נחתכו התפילין והניח אחרים, or if his tefillin got cut off and then he put a different one, different straps or tzitzis or different strings in the tzitzis, וכן כל שאר המצוות, and likewise all other mitzvot, אם צריך לברך זמן או לא. Does he need to make a Shecheyanu or not in this situation? So that's actually, as we'll see, it's a big machlokes rishonim, but what we're going to see is that the Rambam actually separates three different occasions. It tells us there's three different mitzvahs for which there is, types of mitzvahs for which there is the Shecheyanu. Three different types. He brings the Tosefta, they bring the Tefillin, and then he says like this. Ve'hamitzvos yischalku beze l'shlosha chalakim. The mitzvahs are divided into three types of mitzvahs with regards to the obligation of Shecheyanu. Dehainu. Kol mitzvos asei ben shel Torah, Ben shel divrayim atluim bizman. Any mitzvah saseh, whether it be the oraisa or the rabbanon, doesn't make a difference, which are talui on zman, which are dependent on zman, on time. The mitzvahs are dependent on the time, on a specific time. What are the examples? Hesuka, veshoifar, velulav, vener chanuka, umikra megillah. Vaday tarich levarich alen shechiyan. There's no question on these mitzvahs one ought to say shechiyan. Second, v'zeh pashut, that's pashut, it's all over Shas, don't need to discuss it. Chelek hasheni, a second category, kol mitzvah asher chayav ba kol adam tamid, even a mitzvah that a person is always obligated to fulfill, kegon tzitzis, utfilin, umezuzah, umake, these mitzvahs, v'aday tzarech levarech v'pam rishon ha-shechiyanu. Certainly the first time you fulfill it, yes, ha-shechiyanu. Now, we don't paskin like this. We don't paskin that we need to make a shechiyanu. You remember the first time you put up a mezuzah in your house, you did not make a shechiyanu, right? We don't paskin like this Rambam. And then the third category, he says, "Lachelik hashlishi hu kol mitzvah asher lo tikre tamid, mitzvahs that don't come often, ki im lefa'avim seldom appear, gam lo lechol adam. Also, it doesn't always happen that a person has an opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah, ki im leachar tavo mitzvah yom, ve'acher leachar zman. Today, this one has a mitzvah; another time, a different person has a mitzvah. So we have such an example in Eretz Yisrael. If you've been there for a bris, you see that for a bris you make a shechiyanu, right? Sfarim always make a shechiyanu on the bris. Sfarim do hold like this last opinion. This is shaila legabe. That's what he ends up here in this tshuva legabe pidyon aben. He says in pidyon aben, really there certainly is shechiyanu. There should be a no difference between pidyon aben and bris milah. The only problem, he says, he doesn't know who needs to make a shechiyanu by pidyon aben. Does the father who does the mitzvah pidyon aben need to make a shechiyanu? Or does the kohen who gets the money, whose nene, does he have to make the shechiyanu? That's what he discusses. Fine. But the first one is the one that concerns us the most, which is, as he quotes, mitzvah sukkah, which is a mitzvah that is talui bezman. So that's our category. We'll see, we'll have to define that a little bit better. But at first, the way I would like to address it is, what is, I guess, the second point I mentioned before, I'm sorry, which is, what is the nature of the mitzvah of a kohen? So this is a big machlokes rishonim, as we'll see. And for this, we'll go to a couple of sources in Masechta Brachos. That's Chaf Amud Beis. We have a sugya there. The Gemara says as follows. Nashim bebirkas hamazon deoraisa derabanan. What is a woman's obligation birkas hamazon? Mefarshim explained that the problem is that part of birkas hamazon is to say bris v'toira, and since bris v'toira, women are not included in it. Therefore, it's a question whether the whole birkas hamazon they're obligated mideoraisa or just miderabanan. Lemayin of kamina, what's the difference? Leapukei rabbi midei chovasam, whether they can be mighty acherim, they can be mighty other people from their obligation. Just one more point before we continue reading the Gemara. There's two questions we'll address. Number one, whose is the mitzvah of chinuch on? The mitzvah that a father has to train his son in mitzvah. Does the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah on the father to train his son? And he has a chiyuv derabbanan to make sure that his son fulfills the mitzvah? Or is there a chiyuv on the katan midrabbanan? The katan himself has a chiyuv derabbanan to fulfill the mitzvah. Now let's for a second assume the second tzad, and you'll see. The question is, when the son has an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah midrabbanan, if we say that he has an obligation, what is the name of that mitzvah? What mitzvah is it? Is it a mitzvah chinuch? And then it takes various forms. Mitzvah chinuch of Chanukah, mitzvah chinuch of Sukkah, or is it a mitzvah Sukkah? Meaning, if he were to make a bracha, well, he does make the bracha that we need to make, that's because of chinuch. But really, is he fulfilling, does he need to do it because he has a mitzvah chinuch,
Does he need to do it because Chachamim say you now have a mitzvah sukkah? Are they fulfilling the mitzvah of chinuch, or are they fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah? This is relevant because if we say the katan is fulfilling the mitzvah of chinuch, then he's doing one mitzvah. Let's say a gadol is doing the same mitzvah, then the katan certainly would not be able to be mighty the gadol under any circumstance because there's two different mitzvahs. The katan is fulfilling mitzvah chinuch, the other is fulfilling mitzvah sukkah. So we would have to find out whether the katan is actually fulfilling the mitzvah that is the mitzvah itself. So the Gemara continues like this. So I amart deoraisa. If you say that the women is fulfill chiyuv of birkas hamazon is deoraisa, aki deoraisa umasik deoraisa. Then they can be mighty men because they have an obligation with deoraisa, and the men who they are going to say birkas hamazon for, they also have an obligation deoraisa. Elai amart derabbanan. But if you say that their obligation is derabbanan, have she'eino mechuyav badavar, then they would be ones which are not obligated in this mitzvah birkas hamazon midoraisa. And if you're not mechuyav, you can't be mighty other people who have that chiyuv. The Gemara tries to bring a raya. Tashma be'emes amru, they said be'emes ben mevarech le'aviv ve'eved mevarech le'raboy ve'isha mevareches le'baylo. A ben, a son, can make the birkas hamazon for his father, an Eved for his master, and Isha Lebaila, really, make a Radin, they could say Birkas HaMazon and they could be moit to them. However, Aval, Amru Chachamim, Tavo Meiro Le'adam She'ishto Ubanam Mevarchim Loi. Not such a good thing, a bit of a curse, of a person that has to come to this situation. So the Gemara says, I Amar Bishlama Deoraisa. So if you tell me that the women have an obligation Deoraisa, then I understand, Asi Deoraisa, Umapik deoraisa. Then the woman who has an obligation deoraisa can be married to her husband who has an obligation deoraisa. Ask the Gemara 1 second. The braisa that you just quoted has another case. The case is ben mevarech le'aviv. The Gemara doesn't say katan. Some Rishonim want to say that really the case here is a gadol. But Rashi learned, as he has pointed out, that it's a katan. Elai amar derabbanan, said ati derabbanan, mafik deoraisa, how could it be? So the Gemara says, hu tamich, katan bar chiyuva hu. Sorry, now the Gemara in the question is, katan bar chiyuva, katan is not bar chiyuva, katan doesn't have an obligation deoraisa, according to everybody. So if a katan does not have an obligation deoraisa, how can it be ben mevarech le'abim? How can a katan say birkas hamazon, and his father be yoitse with the birkas hamazon of the katan? The katan only has a chiyuv derabbanan. So how can somebody who has a chiyuv derabbanan be mighty somebody whose chiyuv is a much greater chiyuv? Answers the Gemara. De'at ela hacha b'mayaskinan kegon she'achal shi'ura derabbanan. De'ati derabbanan u'mafik derabbanan. We are talking about a specific case. What is the case? The Gemara tells us the case is the gadol here, the father, only had a shir derabbanan. He only had an amount of bread that's mechayev him to say birkas hamazon midirabbanan. The shir of birkas hamazon deoraisa is kebeitza or kedeisvia. But certainly, if a person eats kazayis, his obligation of birkas hamazon is only an obligation midirabbanan. So says the Gemara. I tell you what the case is: the katan had a meal, he washed, he had bread, he has now an obligation to say birkas hamazon midirabbanan. If the father only had a kazayis of bread, then the father's obligation is also only midirabbanan. So now that the child has an obligation midirabbanan, his father has an obligation also midirabbanan, therefore the katan can now make the birkas hamazon and be made to his father who is also midirabbanan. Oh, so if the mitzvah of the katan is a mitzvah chinuch, not a mitzvah birkas hamazon, how could the katan, by making a birkas hamazon, be mighty the father who has a mitzvah birkas hamazon? The rabbanan. Elamai. Lichora, we see from here that the son, when he fulfills the mitzvah birkas hamazon, the rabbanan, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah chinuch. He's fulfilling the mitzvah birkas hamazon. And that's why his birkas hamazon the Rabbanan can be made to the father's Birkas HaMazon when the father's Birkas HaMazon is Midrabban. So we have found a case in the Gemara that tells us that the Chiyuv of the Katan is a Chiyuv Midrabbanan of Birkas HaMazon itself. This is not agreed by everybody. In the same Masechta Brachos, Rashi himself in Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph says not like this. Rashi brings the Gemara brings the case. The Gemara's case is a very entertaining case. Yanai Malka u'Malketa k'richu rifta v'hadi hadodi. You have a case of Yanai Amalka and the queen and his rebbetzin, and they ate and they said, you know, we need somebody to bench for us. But we have a problem, says Yanai. I've killed all the chachamim. So I don't have anybody who can come and bench for us. So what are we going to do? Well, we need somebody to bench for us. Says his wife, you know, if you promise me not to do anything to him, I'll actually can bring a Talmid Chacham that you haven't found and you haven't killed. So, Krichu Rifta Be'adi Hadadi, they broke bread, they ate bread together. Since he had killed all the chachamim, there is nobody who can make the Birkas HaMazon for them. Amar Lale the Bitu, he said to his wife, Man Yaiv Lan Gavra de Mevarech Lan, who can bring us a man that can make the Birkas HaMazon for us, can lead us in benching? Amar Lale, she said to him, Ishtaba Li de Imaitina Lecha Gavra de Lo Mitzaras Le. Promise me, swear to me, that if I bring you somebody, then you will not do any harm to him. Ishtab Allah, he swore. Aiti tell Shimon ben Shetach, she brought along Shimon ben Shetach. Ahua was her brother. Usvei ben Dideh Ledida, sat in between them. Amar leh, so the Yanai says to him, Chaziz kama yikrav dina lecha, you see how much honor we're giving you? We're sitting you between us. Amar leh, he answers back, Lav at kamukrasli. This is not an honor that you're giving me. I have a schus for this honor. This honor comes to me for Kadosh Baruch Hu, because of my Torah. Ela orai sahi demukrali. My honor is, the Torah is giving me honor. Dichtiv, sal selau tromemecha, techabed chaki techabkena. So he says, it's not really, the honor is coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now he's infuriating him. Amar la, kachaz is delo mekabel marus. So he turns to his wife, Yana, he says, you see, he doesn't accept our marus, our mastership, our being the master, the king. So they said, fine, yavu le kasa levruche. So bring him a kos, yain, so he can make a bracha for us. So he says back, Amar hechi avarich, how can I do it? I didn't eat with you. How am I going to call upon the mezumen? Nevarech she'achalnu. I didn't achalnu, I didn't eat anything. Baruch she'achal yanai v'chaverav mishalo. That's what I'm going to say. It says, yeah, nevarech yanai v'chaverav she'achalu mishaloi, and not including himself. He can't do that. Shatia lehau kasa. He drank this cup of wine that they had given him. Yavule kasa achrina. They brought him a different cup of wine. So now with the first cup of wine, he had something to eat. He could be mitzarif with them. And then he could now make the Birkas HaMazon. The Gemara says that actually we don't pass him like this. His shita that with wine alone he can be mechayiv himself in benching and therefore bench for them. We need actually to eat bread. How much? This is the Gemara like this. Shimon, Amar Rabbi Ava Breid Rabbi Chia Bar Ava Shimon Ben Shetach De Ava De Garmehu De Ava. He did it by himself. This is a decision of his own according to his shita. However, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava, name of Rabbi Yochanan, says, "Le'olam eino meitis harabim yedei chuvasan, ad sheyochad kazayis dagan." Until he eats a kazayis of dagan, he can't be meitis them. So, if he eats a kazayis of bread, he can be meitis other people, even though the other people are eating kedei sviya. So here he says, a person who ate and only has a chiyuv now to do the Birkas HaMazon midrabban can be mighty others, their Birkas HaMazon deoraisa, and that's not a problem. Says Rashi, ומחי אחל כזייס דגן מיה מפיק. Then he can be mighty others, even if he only ate a kazayis. Afal gav de kazayis dagan shiro de rabbanan hu. Since, even though it's only a chiyuv de rabbanan that he has. Kedam perek mishameisa vechule. Ve'im toimar bekatan shegiya lechinuch halo amar hachi. By katan shegiya lechinuch, he wouldn't say this. Hahu afilu mit rabbanan lo mechayev. Look at, listen to this Rashi. In that case, he's not even chaya mit rabbanan. A katan is not even chaya midrabanan when he ate bread. De alei de avuha hu de ramei lechanuche. Because it's only upon the father that there is an obligation to be mechanech his son. So who's doing the mitzvah? Not the son. He doesn't have a chiyuv. The father has a chiyuv. He doesn't even have a chiyuv derabanan. This is the shita of the Ramban, brought down the Milchamos, the feud base. Amud Aleph Ledapav, who says that by a katan he doesn't have a chiyuv mitzvah, even midrabon. The chiyuv is on the father. What does he do with our previous Gemara? So he has to enable the Gemara, he has to say the Gemara is talking about Ben Gadol, etc. Has to accommodate for that. So, but if we follow the first shita that we said, that the katan has a chiyuv midrabonan of Birkas Hamazon, so then his chiyuv mitzvah is the same chiyuv mitzvah, same name as the mitzvah of the gadol, and so long as they're on the same level, one can be made to the other. Okay, now the next question. Do we have a precedent where somebody fulfills a mitzvah in a certain way, and now has an opportunity to do the mitzvah at a higher level? Does he now make a shechianu when it says the second time around? When he has the mitzvah in the higher level? So, by the way, we're passing like the, sorry, I forgot to mention, we're passing in Shulchan Aruch like the shita that a katan is fulfilling a mitzvah Birkas Hamazon, just to read it to you. Katan chayav midrabanan kedei lechancho, v'ahid ben mevarech le'aviv kashelo achal ha'av kedei sviya, sheno chayav ela midrabanan, like the Gemara in Daf Chaf Amud Beis that we explored. So you see, we're passing like the first shita that we described. That's a Shulchan Aruch. Fine. So, I think we can find a raya. I think the raya is going to come from Hilchos Megillah. There is a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah with regards to the Shecheyanu on Mikra Megillah. Shulchan Aruch writes like this, discusses which brachos akeres haMegillah mevarech lefanei shloisha brachos. The one who reads the Megillah makes three brachos before al Mikra Megillah, Sheasa Nisim, and Shecheyanu. Okay? Familiar. Uvayoyim eino choizer umevarech Shecheyanu. On the day when you read the Megillah Purim morning, say the Shulchan Aruch, you don't make a Shecheyanu. This is the Sfardim follow this psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We don't make a Shecheyanu on Sfardim. We don't make a Shecheyanu in the morning of Purim on Mikra Megillah, on the reading of the Megillah. Says Rama, v'yeshayimrim, v'yafayom mevarech Shecheyanu. Those who say that even during the day you make a Shecheyanu on Mikra Megillah. Why? And that's the minhag, all Ashkenaz, that's how we know it, to say Shechianu also in the morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he already made a bracha at night of Shechianu on the mitzvah Mikra Megillah. So you're doing the mitzvah again the next day. So that's the first time you're doing this mitzvah this year. Zman brought about the Chiyuv Megillah for this Purim. I already said a Shecheyanu on the mitzvah that comes to me this Purim last night by Mitra Megillah, so I don't have to make it the next day. However, the Tam Adea Hashnia, the reason for the second day, the Soveres de Af Bayoim, which says that even during the day you need to make a Shecheyanu, the Ikar Mitzvah Kriyasa Bayom Hu. The Ikar Mitzvah of Kriyasa Megillah is the day reading of the Megillah. So here we have a situation. You're doing a mitzvah, mikra megillah at night. And that's a mitzvah that Zman brought about. It's a mitzvah of Purim. And you have a mitzvah, mikra megillah, and you're fulfilling the mitzvah. But you know what? The next day, you're going to do the same mitzvah. Yeah, but says the Mishnah Brura, it's the same mitzvah, but the ikar kiyum is in the morning. Meaning, the main takana, the greater fulfillment of the mitzvah, the ikar fulfillment of the mitzvah, mikra megillah, is not the one you did at night, it's the morning. So even though you did the same mitzvah, but it's a different degree of fulfillment, therefore the different degree of fulfillment is a higher degree, it's a better fulfillment, you need to make a shechianu again. So here we have a case of the same mitzvah where the degree of fulfillment increases, and therefore you make a shechianu again. So lichora one could argue that the same thing happens with the bar mitzvah boy during Sukkot. He just the first night made a bracha of shechianu, or his father, and he heard the bracha, he was yetzer the bracha of shechianu on his fulfillment of a mitzvah that's brought about by Zman, but it's a mitzvah as a katan. It's only a mitzvah midrabanan of sitting in the sukkah. Now he has an opportunity, he turns bar mitzvah chol hamoed. It's the first time he has the ikar mitzvah kiyum that he has of sukkah is when he becomes a gadol. The ikar mitzvah for him starts when he becomes bar mitzvah. So lichayra, according to the Ramah, he should be able to say, or should have to say a shechianu when he turns into an adult. Yeah? Lichora one could argue this. Let's ask the following question. Could we say that according to Shulchan Aruch, when he doesn't say a Shechayanu or Mikra Megillah the next day, should we say that Shulchan Aruch holds that in the case of Sukkah, he wouldn't make a Shechayanu? Again, according to the Ramah, it seems like it's a kol shekin. If when two mitzvahs are derabanan, because mikra megillah is midrabanan, kol midivrei sofer midrabanan, not getting into the chilukim. But it's not a difference between a mitzvah derabanan and a mitzvah deraisa. We're talking about a much smaller difference between the fulfillment of mikra megillah at night and the fulfillment of mikra megillah in the morning. And because it's a better fulfillment, you need to make a shechianu. So when it's the difference is between a deoraisa derabanan and lichora you should, it's a kol shekin that you should. But according to Shulchan Aruch, the fact that you don't make a shechianu when the difference is between two derabanan, one it's an ikar mitzvah kriya, the other one's not so ikar, doesn't necessarily imply that when you have a mitzvah derabanan and the same mitzvah deoraisa, which is a much greater difference, doesn't imply that you wouldn't make a shechianu. Could be Shulchan Aruch would agree in the case of Chanukah that you would, Sukkah, Shiva Sukkah, you should make a Shechayan. Now there's a few corollaries, there's a few extensions, questions we can ask based on this principle. What would happen, do we say the same thing by Lulav as we say for Sukkah? So what do you say? Yes? Would you say by Sukkah the same thing, by Lulav the same thing you say by Sukkah? Oh, so Lichora it can't be. Why? Because Lulav is only a Chiyuv on the first day, Midoraisa. The rest of the days is only a Chiyuv Midorabon. So you don't have a case where you have a Katan that first fulfills it Midorabonon and then has an opportunity the same day to fulfill it Midoraisa. Because we don't hold like the Shita that's Meislev. If you held the Shita Meislev, you would have. But we don't hold like the Shita that your Chiyuv Bar Mitzvah starts Meislev. So at the beginning of the day, that you turn 13 in one day, at night, enough, that's how you become Mechuyev Bar Mitzvah. So before we don't have a case by Lulav. Do we have a similar case by Chanukah? So by Chanukah, it's a little bit different. Why? A child, the first night, lights Chanukah candles. When he lights Chanukah candles, he's doing it as a derabanan. Well, the truth is, it's not just a derabanan; it's a double derabanan. The lashon of the poskim Mishnah Brura, it's tachta derabanan. The mitzvah of Chanukah is in and of itself a mitzvah derabanan. And then a katan is chayev midin chinuch is nacha derabon. So it's double derabon. When he grows up in the middle of Chanukah, he now has a chiyuv one derabon. He's a gadol. So do we say that the distinction between a tarte derabonan and a chada derabonan is enough of a differential to say that he needs to make a shechianu or not? I don't know. But it's possible, because we have in the case of Birkas HaMazon, the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. The case where the katan is mevarech Birkas HaMazon for his father. So we said that case was when the father only had a chiyuv midrabanan because he ate a kazayis. As the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if the katan also ate only a kazayis? So the father ate a kazayis. He didn't eat a full shear. The katan also ate only a kazayis. He didn't eat a full shear. So the chiyuv of the father is derabon. The chiyuv of the son is a derabon and of a derabon. He's a double derabon. So he says, whether if somebody has a chiyuv of a tarte derabon, he can be moisi somebody as a chiyuv chada derabonan, he says not pashut, the machloekes, and therefore he shouldn't lechatzila, he shouldn't do that. So you see that there is a difference between a chada derabonan and a tarte derabonan. So it could be that for purpose of shechianu you would say. There is one in Piskei Tshuvos. I found the only mekor that speaks about this question directly. Yeah, we'll finish in 2 minutes. And it's the Tosefes Bikurim, which is at the end of the Aruch Laner. And he writes here, he asks a question, a Gershon is Gayer in the middle of Sukkot. Does he make a Shechianu the first time he says he sits in the Sukkot? And does he make a Shechianu on Zman, on the Sukkot? So what does he say? He says that by a Gershon is Gayer, he's not clear. He's in Tafresh Lamed Zayin at the end. It's not clear why, so here's an interesting svara. He says, when he becomes a yid, the zman doesn't bring about a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that's nischadish to him. A mitzvah that's nischadish to him means he didn't have the mitzvah, now the zman is mechadish him a mitzvah. The moment he became a yid, he has a mitzvah. So since the moment he became a yid, he has a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah that's nischadish to him. That's his svara. But he says, when it comes to a katan shenis gadol, achen istafas, ubish lama bekatan shenis gadol b'chol hamoed, ein safek. There is no safek, like we have by the ger. Kivan shekvar birech mitchilas hamoed mitam chinuch, ve'afilu lo birech, even if he didn't make a bracha, אם כל זויס, היה עליו חיוב הברכה מטעם חינוך, אם כן נקרא אצלו המצווה מסחדש מזמן לזמן. He says, by the cotton, whether he made a shechianu, didn't make a shechianu, it's a mitzvah that for him, since he has lived, since he was chayav midin chinuch, so when Chanukah came along, he's shayach to the ischadshus of zman, of Chanukah, that brings about the mitzvah of ner sukkah. Therefore, it brings about the mitzvah of the shiva basukkah, and therefore it's shayach to him to be mevarech zman. The way the Piskei Tshuvos understand it, it's not so clear. Seems to be that he agrees that he would have to say a shechianu. And the Piskei Tshuvos right at the end that because of the shita of the Aruch Laner, we should a katan who becomes bar mitzvah during sukkahs should take a pri, chadash, and should make a shechianu in the sukkah and have in mind to be mighty his yeshiva basukkah. Have a great day.